There is a black tape line on the floor of the library in Derby Line, Vermont. Walk inside and cross that line, and you're in the country of Canada. It's a unique location to visit, and the story is part of our Best of 2025 series on the American countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the Haskell Library was built along Vermont's border with Canada in the early 1900s, it was designed to serve residents in both countries living in this area.
It was an all-English population in this area because after the American Revolution, the pro-Brits moved north of the border, so there was no demand for French books.
Catherine Converse says, by 1950, French-speaking residents of Quebec had moved down to the border with Vermont, and this library began stocking books in both French and English, the way it remains today. The library literally sits on the international border. A tape line on the floor denotes when you cross from one country to the other while inside.
A lot of local people don't realize how special this place is. But I had people from all over the world who have found this and just decided they were going to make this part of their trip to the U.S.
When the library was constructed, crossing from the U.S. to Canada and vice versa was not a big deal. Today, Canadian citizens are allowed to enter through the doors on the U.S. side, as long as they park in Canada and stay on the sidewalk to enter the building.
The Border Patrol can come in and tell us, okay, from now on, anyone who's not a member would have to show us documentation and fill out a form.
But for now, that's not necessary. This is a beautiful library and theater, a real gem for locals and visitors alike to explore. Catherine cherishes the time she gets to volunteer here. And she enjoys showing folks like myself around a library unique, as far as we know, to the world. A library built on top of an international border with the purpose of serving the citizens of two nations since its founding in the early 1900s. Traveling the countryside in Derby Line, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.